carbon neutral by 2050. That was what they committed to in 2007.
Dr. Patrick Belmont is on the Greenhouse Gas Reduction Committee at Utah State University. This commitment was made through the American College and University President's Climate Commitment, an international effort. Since then, recent research from the International Panel on Climate Change has indicated that more immediate action needs to be taken.
So we've looked at literally hundreds of different options for ways to reduce our emissions. One of the biggest things we can do actually is to convert the lighting to LED lights. Facilities was planning to do that over the next 8 years, and they found a way to accelerate that to the next 2 years. Those investments will pay for themselves in probably 3 to 4 years.
In addition to facilities upgrades, the committee is finding ways to encourage behavioral changes on campus.
Air travel is probably the most unsustainable thing that any of us do, and I hate that fact because I love to travel. What economists tell us is the way to solve this problem is to pay for our pollution. What we have recommended is just paying it a $10 fee for each one of our flights. That'll raise about $50,000 per year. We'll use that money to pay for the highest bang for the buck carbon emissions reduction projects here on campus.
Dr. Belmont says the committee has not chosen a new date for when Utah State will become carbon neutral.
University of Utah, I think, is down to 2032. A lot of other universities are down to 2025. I think we have kind of hesitated to just try to put another number on it because we just want to do it as aggressively as possible, but in a way that makes sense for Utah State.
For Utah Public Radio, I'm Ashley Rohde.